15, Houston, our comms quieted down again, and I'll continue if you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready, Joe.
Roger, Jim, at 56 plus 50. Start CSM systems checklist, IVT to LEM. And this is an item that's moved up from 5720, by the way.
Okay, at 5650, start CSM checklist, IVT to LEM.
That's correct, and you're to start that checklist from the beginning. And at 57 plus 00, you move the CSM PTC procedures to completion of our LEM battery checkout. And I guess that's an item for Al.
Okay, I understand. I'll move all that there for the PTC till after we complete the battery checkout.
That's correct, and that should come around 57 plus 50, or perhaps a little later. But once again, not time critical. We're coming up on 57 plus 30, and if you'll take out your LEM activation checklist, page 11, please.
Okay, I have it.
Okay, and this is to start at 57 plus 30. Perhaps you should put a mark in your timeline, but then on the checklist from page 11, delete comm carrier CWG connector. Delete step 2. Delete step 5.
Okay, on 11, I delete comm carrier CWG connector, step 2 and step 5.
That's a firm. Do page 1-13. And if you'll turn to that. Do 1-13, accept in step 2. In step 2, delete VHFB transmitter close, VHFA receiver close, CDR audio close, and add the instruction CB11 ECS cabin fan close.
Okay, Joe, on 113, under step 2, to delete VHFB transmitter close, VHFA receiver close, commander audio close, and add CB11, ECS cabin fan closed.
That's correct, Jim. Do page 1-14, accept in step 5. Delete VHF A, transmitter close. VHF B, receiver close. And delete step 6.
Okay, on 114, we'll do all that. Under step 5, we'll delete VHF A, transmitter closed, VHF B, receiver closed, and we'll delete step 6.
Readback's correct. And add step 7. Your COM S-band configuration is PM, secondary, primary, off, PCM, off reset, off, and high.
Okay, the S-band configuration is PM, secondary, primary, off, PCM, off reset, off, and high.
That's correct. We'll want you to stay in that configuration for 15 minutes while we take the data. After that time, do page 1-18 and 1-19.
Understand to stay in that configuration for 15 minutes, then do 1-18 and 1-19.
Okay, Jim, sounding fine. Now, back into your timeline at 5-7 plus 4-5. Proceed with LEM housekeeping. And we've got some words here on the housekeeping. I'll read them to you, and I guess copy down whatever you think you haven't done yet.
Okay, understand it's 5745, we're to proceed with LEM housekeeping, and go ahead with your steps, Joe. I'll note that.
Okay. Vacuum cabin fan filter. And as a sub group under this, you unsnap netting around cabin fan filter. Then you vacuum the filter. But do not scrub bristles of the vacuum cleaner over the surface of filter. Then you remove the remaining particles on cabin fan filter with sticky tape, using care not to dislodge filter material. Then you remove the particles on the inlet screen of the vacuum cleaner with sticky tape. And finally, replace the netting. Jim, that's the end of that procedure. Our comm's starting to fade out on us, so we may not be able to copy you. Hopefully you're copying us clearly still. Okay, Jim, and just an added note on that, as you're well aware, we're interested in cleaning up as many of those fine glass particles as we can, which is primarily the reason for this procedure.
Yeah, we quite agree, Joe.
Okay. At the time, 5-7 plus 4-5, the steps, S-band AUX TV to science, pan camera power to on, and then in parenthesis, for 5 minutes / off. And finally, S-band AUX TV to off.
Okay, Joe, at 5745, I understand you want the S-band AUX TV to science, and I missed the information after that, and then finally, last one was S-band AUX TV to off.
Okay, Jim, what we're interested in here is looking at the pan camera temperature, and the center step, the one you missed, reads pan camera power to on for 5 minutes and then off. That's correct. At 5-7 plus 5-0, CSM proceed with PTC activation.
Okay, at 5750, CSM proceed with PTC activation.
Roger. And turning over a page to 60 hours. After the step, S-band AUX TV off. Add pan camera self-test to off. And
standby, Joe. Joe, do you read me now?
Okay, Jim, reading you loud and clear.
That last information you gave me on S-band AUX TV, I added that in at 5745. Is that correct?
Jim, no, negative. Turn over the page to 60 hours, 60 plus 00.
Okay, I have 60 hours. Okay, Joe, I'm at 60 hours.
Okay, Jim, this is a new step completely at 60 hours. We did say something at 5745. I'll come back to that in a minute to make sure that's straightened around. But at 60 hours, after the step in the flight plan, S-band AUX TV to off, add two steps, and they are pan camera self-test to off, and map camera on to off. Over.
Okay, understand. Two steps there after S-band AUX TV off. It's pan camera self-test off and pan camera on to off.
That sounds good, Jim.
Let's go back to 5745.
Okay, Jim, at 5745, the three steps you added in there should be S-band aux TV to science, pan camera power on for 5 minutes and then off, and S-band aux TV off.
Okay, I understand that. I guess I got a little confused there, Joe, when you said turn the page, and you turned several pages to get the 60 hours.
I think you caught me in that. I guess I did. Sorry.
Okay, I'm ready to go on to the next one, Joe.
Okay, Jim, that completes the flight plan update. And you should know by now that you have to take me for what I mean, not for what I say. A note which you can put down in the margin or wherever, and it involves subsequent P-23 sightings if required.
Okay.
And the note is, reduce trunnion to less than 10 degrees before zeroing optics. And then always do optics calibration after optics zero in P-23. That's exactly right, Jim, and that is all I have on my flight plan update. I guess we've got an afterthought here. I'll get with you in a minute. I do have some other questions which I'd like to ask, but let me give you this addition while you have the flight plan there on your lap. And it involves the time 5-6 plus 2-0. I'll stand by when you're there.
Okay, I'm at 5620.
Okay, the step is direct 02 open until cabin pressure equals 5.7 PSIA.
Okay, I understand. 20 direct 02 open until cabin pressure equals 5.7 PSIA.
That's correct. And Jim, I'm going to wait till the comm gets a little better before I continue on here, be a minute or so.